Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
If you need more theater than what is going on in the political world, we've got it for you. By George, the week in theater, what's going on stage in Chicago? Well, some big news just announced late Friday. Cheers on stage. Cheers live on stage. Theatrical version of the old TV show. Going to be closing prematurely. It's going to be closing after performances today. If you have tickets for performances after October the 9th, you should go back to where you purchased them to get your refund. And if you've got any questions, contact BroadwayInChicago.com. Hello there. Looks like we've got an alert coming in. Betty Moore from Le Bon Travel and Culture, the theater and opera critic, joining us on the phone line this week. Hi, Betty. Good morning.
Good morning, Dean. I know you want to talk about theater to get away from the election, but there's two productions that are playing right now that fit right into the election season.
And I do want to get into that in a second, but just real quick, before we go too far off from talking about Cheers live on stage closing, which I know that you saw.
Yeah.
Why do shows do this? They close before their announced opening date. Just nobody going, bad reviews?
Probably a combination of both, but I think probably that nobody was showing up. I mean, the day that I was there, people were leaving during intermission. And I suspect the reason, and I don't know why the producers do something like this. Cheers is running on TV right now all the time. And you've got an imitation, and there's just no reason why somebody's going to go and see an imitation when you can, see the real thing on TV.
Yeah, well,
they did the same thing with I Love Lucy.
Yeah, it begs comparisons, doesn't it? When you go, and it's not the real Cliff, or not the real Norm, or not the real Diane, or all the rest, it sets a high bar. I'm a huge fan of I Love Lucy, always have been.
Yes.
When I went to see that stage play, I could not have been more disappointed.
Well, because it's not the original. I mean, I just don't understand how they don't realize that. And, in theater, just like in any kind of economics, if you're giving, why would somebody go to you if you're doing the same thing everyone else is doing?
Yeah.
And this is on TV all the time, both of them.
I guess so. Well, anyway, today is the final day for that. And if you've got tickets for anything after, you go back to your point of purchase. So which are the plays right now which are reflecting real life?
Well,
is it Life Sucks at the Looking Glass?
Yeah, so does the play. I mean, you know what? When they do titles like that, I mean, it makes it so easy for a critic. There's so many problems with Life Sucks. I mean, the playwright is trying to bring Chekhov's Uncle Vanya, which was 1897, which was produced, staged in Russia at the time. He's trying to bring it up into the present. And for some reason, some playwrights think that if they put enough four-letter words into a play, it will become modern. At first, I thought I was listening to a David Mamet play. There was just so many four-letter words. But it starts out with the lights are on the whole time, and it starts out with the actors, who, by the way, these are great actors that were in the show. It's such a shame when you have a poor script and such great actors. They come out and they tell you that they're the actors and you're the audience, like we wouldn't know that. I thought it was very condescending. I mean, there's a moment in the play where this beautiful actress comes out and she's all alone on the stage and she says to the audience, "Who wants to sleep with me?" Of course, a couple guys raise their hands, but and at the end, everybody's very, very depressed, which is typical for a Chekhov play. It's filled with lots of trite suggestions. Uncle Vanya, the character who's playing Uncle Vanya, he's very depressed, which is why the Life Sucks title, and he's told that you have to believe in yourself. Like, that's the first time we've heard it. So I do think it's a poor play, and the playwright actually did another play before, and I feel so bad. It's Stupid Effing Bird, Takeoff on Chekhov's Seagull. Again, you know, he wants to bring things into the modern world, but I thought it was a poor play.
Yeah, can you leave the profanity out of the theater titles, please? It makes it very difficult for those of us, you know, reviewing to...
You can't even pronounce the words.
Put them in our publications, to put them on television. If you're going to use profanity, get into politics, really, please. Leave profanity where it belongs, in politics.
There you go.
What was the other production that you said mirrors what's going on in politics?
Well, there's The Tug of War, Civil Strife at Chicago Shakespeare, which is phenomenal. What Barbara Gaines, the artistic director, has done is she's adapted three of Shakespeare's plays, Henry VI, Part 2 and 3, and Richard III, and made it continuous. And it's like 5 hours, but you don't. It's so good, you get breaks, you don't even realize it. What it's about is that all these people are fighting over the crown of England. Does that sound familiar?
Mm.
And then Richard III caps it off, which, Richard III was one of the worst, cruelest kings. Everybody knows of him. So it caps it off. I thought, this is perfect timing. And the other one is something called City of Conversation at Northlight. It's a well-written play, but it goes to show how people aren't, in this particular play, although I think it mirrors real life, people aren't having a political conversation anymore. This has become a religion. There's a woman in the play who literally destroys her whole family, ruins her relationship with her son over something minor because she believes in it so much. It's not even a political belief. I kept thinking, this isn't just normal passion. This is a religious faith almost.
Yeah.
And so I thought the playwright did a very nice job. And so both of those, if you want to stay in the political mood, if you want to get out of the political mood and into escapism, there's Wonderful Town at the Goodman Theater, which is a joy. Great escapism. It's kind of a departure for Mary Zimmerman, who is reviving it. Most of the time, she does a lot of the dusty classics. And this time, this was a musical done in 1952 in Broadway. And it's by Leonard Bernstein wrote the music. And Mary Zimmerman has such a wonderful way of playing with things, of whimsical, of originality. It was a wonderful experience. So if people are tired of listening to people calling each other names, this would be a really good show to see.
Yeah, and another musical at the Goodman as well, a little bit of a departure for them.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. I was actually surprised. And, it was 1952, honestly, I wasn't that familiar with it, Dean. I don't think I've ever seen it before. So I didn't know what to expect, and I just thought, why do this? It's about two women. They're trying to make it in New York. But as I got into the show, it was just the choreography's fantastic. The acting was great. Everything about it. Although, I have to admit, I've never seen a Mary Zimmerman show that was bad. She's incredible.
I have to agree with you on that one. We've got Second City with a new production that's going to be starting. I'm sure that will, bring out some of the political overtones as they normally do.
Sure.
We've got the Hamilton, the official opening for Hamilton, even though it's in previews right now.
Mm-hmm.
The official opening is October 19th. We're looking forward to that. And just real quick, you were telling me about Das Rheingold.
At the
Lyric Opera.
Yeah.
And you love this, right?
Well, yes, but, what's interesting about it is, you just think this is opera, but he was the one that came up with this idea of this golden ring. You have a choice. Do you want love or do you want power? Again, and if you get a hold of the ring, you can control the whole world. Well, Tolkien took the whole idea for his Lord of the Rings. Now, people that are real Tolkien fans might really enjoy it. It was a wonderful production anyway, although, I think that Lyric Opera does such incredible work. This isn't stuffy opera like your grandparents used to watch. It's very theatrical. It's got humor in it. The set designs are fantastic. The costume, it's a wonderful show. And again, if you're into, do you want love or do you want power? And that's a really good production to see. and then the lyric Second City is going to join with the lyric on October the 26th, and they're going to do a satire on Wagner called Louder, Louder, Wagner. And they're pretty good one. They did one a couple of years ago where they made fun of opera, and it's hilarious. I mean, just hilarious.
That should be some good stuff. Okay, if people want more information, you can read Betty in Lebon Travel and Culture. What's the website best way to look up all that?
Well, there's two ways. They can either Google it just the way you said, Lebon Travel and Culture, or they can just put a www in front of it, www.lebontravel-culture.com. Okay. They don't have little ands in the internet world. So just www.lebontravel-culture.com.
And Betty Moore is their theater and opera critic, and it's always great to talk to you. Betty, we'll see you soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dean.